Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
But when we fast, not if we fast, when we fast negativity, we're going to get our toes wet. Amen? You know, some of you are going to get your toes wet. And then if you're obedient, you're going to get your ankles wet. We can just go right up the body. Then your knees. Now, what does that mean? You're knee deep in power. Oh, you're not hearing. When you get knee deep, you're feeling it. You're feeling it. God, I see that. I feel that. Yeah, yeah, you're knee deep. I want more. Are y'all with me? We'll go more. He said a week. Y'all can't do that? Now, if you're swimming by the end of the week, do you think you'll want to stop that? No. He said, Chip, all you got to do is get them to fast negativity. It grieves the Holy Spirit, the power. Where is it examples in the scriptures? Hello, everywhere. Yeah, including us. So we can start with Paul and Silas in prison. They could have black dot. What's the black dot? We're in prison. That's a pretty big black dot. What did they do? Rejoice, praise, and worship, and sing unto God. Did the power activate? Are we ready for that? Do we need some chains to fall off? Do we need some walls to come down? Then why don't we praise and worship God? Quit trying to blame and find fault and be the solution. Be the prayer. Be the intercessor. Walk in love. Amen. Don't talk. Come on, stop it. Listen to me. Stop it on the politics. If it's a fact and something happened, that's fine, but don't let your heart go into it. If you continue to talk about it, the Holy Spirit will tell you, back it up. He'll tell you. You'll sense it. And then what do you do then? Be obedient. I'm not saying you're not going to miss it. You will. I did. You will. Mom has. You will. Quick to repent. Quick to repent. And we'll get better. And we'll get better. And hopefully we got some knee deepers in here next week. And then we got some up to the waist by the week after. And then, man, if you're a full mama is she's coach knows all the strokes. You do too. Yeah, all of them. And there's some living in the power. They're living in it. They're not visiting it. They're living in it. Don't you wish you could? Don't you wish you could? You can. So here it is. Two-a-days. All right, y'all ready? How about Paul, shipwreck, snake bit, shakes it off, be of good cheer. He's the one that wrote Philippians 4:6. Let's read it real quick if you don't mind. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Be careful for nothing. That means worry or anxiety, but in everything by prayer. There it is again, prayer and supplication with what? Worry? Let your request be made known unto God. When I read that and it became revelation to me, I said to myself out loud, I was praying backwards because I was making my request first. But that clearly says not to do that. It says get your care out of your prayer, add thanksgiving in there, right? And then what will God do? Next verse, God's move. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, the power will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Click. Now here's how you keep it. Here's what you do. Finally, my brethren, fast negativity. He could have said that right here. Whatsoever things are true, not false. Fast falseness. Fast dishonesty. Fast unjust. Well, it ain't right. Fast it. Let it go. Fast what's not pure. Fast what's not lovely. What you're telling me is not real lovely. Fast bad reports. Can y'all do that with me or not? Some of you look like you've tuned out a little bit. And I'm talking about we're going to start a winning streak. And if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, fast anything that doesn't praise. Think on these things. Click. Those things which ye have both learned, received, and heard, and seen in me, do it. And the peace, that Amplified says, practice it, and the peace of God shall be with you. Amen? How about Jonah at the whale, sacrifice of praise, got him out of that thing. How about David at Ziklag? He cried until he had no more tears to weep, and he had good reason to cry. The Amalekites were the ones known for raping all the women and the children and then killing them and then burning the town. And he comes back to Ziklag, and it's gone. It's burned up. The Amalekites were there. So in his mind, everything's gone. How could God restore all of it? But then all of a sudden, as he's getting ready to be killed by his own people, he gets up and he encourages himself in the Lord. Oh, he plugged back into the power. Amen? And he was able to hear God and get the ephod, and he was able to be led. And that's ankle deep and knee deep, and he's getting back into the power. And it's time for the local church to, we're not even toe deep, because we're so concerned about our own stuff and our own little problems. Jairus is the one I want to talk to you about. Mark 5:22-25, let's read it of the Amplified. Then one of the rulers of the synagogue came up, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he prostrated himself at his feet, and he begged him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be healed and live." And Jesus went with him, and a great crowd kept following him and pressed him from all sides, almost suffocating him. So get the picture of this now. And then there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years. The woman with the issue of blood interrupts Jairus. If I would have been Jairus, hey. Yeah, not only am I a ruler of the synagogue, but I was here first. Right? Come on now. Man, y'all look like y'all wouldn't have done that. And the woman with the issue of blood happened. Bless, his daughter is dying. Mothers, dads. Wow. So let's go to 35. While he was still speaking, there came some from the ruler's house who said to Jairus, your daughter's died. My brother, why, brother, distress the teacher any further? Now she's dead. She interrupts, she's dead. That's not just. Remember what Paul said? While he was still speaking, there came some from the ruler's house who said to Jairus, your daughter is... Oh, I already read that, didn't I? Yeah, click. Overhearing but ignoring what they said. Jesus. So Jesus heard them and ignored what they said. It was a black spot report that came. Are y'all with me? And he heard about the black spot report. This from Black Spot News. This just in, your daughter has died. Jesus can't do it. Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, I can just imagine that point in those eyes. Do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear. Only keep believing. White space. Only. It was a negative report. In other words, if you can't, then I'm not going to go see you. Okay? So, and he permitted no one to accompany. Isn't this interesting? Except Peter, James, and John. Why not? What? Yes, I'm telling you, when we get to heaven, we're going to see Jesus. And if you want to ask him about that, because Peter, James, and John had been taught and discipled, and they were at the place where no negativity would have entered that room. Would he have picked you? Peter, James, and John learned from love. And they fasted it. Would he have picked you? That's what God asked me. When they arrived at the house, the ruler of the synagogue, he looked carefully with the understanding and the tumult. Is that oatmeal? What? Anyway, and the people weeping and wailing, how? Now get a picture. They're out of control. All right? They're out of control. Have you ever dealt with an out-of-control crowd? Okay, all right, watch this. And when he had gone in, he said to them, "Why do you make the uproar and weep? The girl is not dead." Ha ha, that's not the right report. The girl is not dead, but is sleeping. And they laughed and jeered at him, and he put them all out. He put them all out. He put who all out? A loud, out-of-control crowd. How do you put a loud, out-of-control crowd? Now, he's not going to do it mean, but he's going to do it. I'm telling you, there was some authority done right there. Get this negativity out. But he put them all out, and taking the child's father and mother and those who were with him, he went in there where the little girl was lying, click, gripping her firmly. He just dealt with them. What is he doing? Fasting negativity. He's probably got some sweat in his belief in his faith. And he said to her, "Talitha kumi," which is translated little girl. Talitha can also be translated little lamb, like a little. "I say to you, arise from the sleep of death." And instantly the girl got up and started walking around, for she was 12 years old, and they were astonished and overcome with amazement. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you a story, and I'm going to end up with this because the Lord wanted me to tell you, to give you some instructions to be obedient to, on a boy or a man named Tim Tebow. Years ago, this guy played football for the university. He was a quarterback for the University of Florida. He was a born-again, spirit-filled, and still is spirit-filled quarterback. I knew people who knew him closely, spirit-filled. He was the most decorated college football player to ever play the game. Now, does that make sense to you? Decorated. That means nobody has won more awards. Nobody has won more accolades. Championships, the whole bit, than him. Totaled up. He is the number one most decorated college athlete that's ever played football. Heisman winner, 2 national championships, preached in prisons a lot. And his message in prison was, "The day I became a champion." Now, I've got this information from people directly, one person. "The day I became a champion was not when I won the awards and championships. It was the day I gave my heart to Jesus Christ." And you too can be a champion as much as me. All these awards and championships will perish. He was known to be a gladiator on the field. There was no wimp about him. You'll see pictures if you Google him with blood coming down his face. There was no wimpiness about him. And man, did he ever walk in positivity. Never negativity. Can God use a quarterback to reach people?
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.